I believe that's what our young people call a mashup these days. The reason for playing those versions of the classic protest song is because of a scrap of paper containing the lyrics. It's being auctioned at Sotheby's in New York in the coming week, and it's expected, well, to receive more than small change. It's expected to sell on for around £200,000. Well, with us, the Labour MP and musician Kevin Brennan. And we also have Steve Garrett, Stainless Steve in music terms, still here. Kevin, I've got to ask you first, how many of those did you recognise?
It was a massive fail, really, for me. Not many of them. I thought the Byrds might have featured, but they didn't in your list because they did a very famous version of that song. I'm not sure the penultimate one, whether that was Joan Baez. It didn't quite sound like her.
No, Steve, did you manage to spot any?
I reckon I got, other than Dylan, I got two others. I thought I heard Cher and Phil Collins in there.
You did? You heard Phil Collins and Cher. The other two were Brian Ferry. I'm not sure what Bob Dylan thinks of pro-hunting protests. And Barbara Dixon was in there as well.
Right. Okay.
Kevin, I know you're a big Dylan fan, but is that the ultimate Dylan song?
It is one of the ultimate protest songs, but of course there's a lot more to Bob Dylan than protest songs, and in fact he was extremely, and is still extremely ambivalent as being identified as a protest song singer and the voice of a generation. He just sort of feels he kind of accidentally fell into that in a way because of time and place. But there are other, you know, incredible songs that Bob Dylan wrote over the years.
And do you love them all, or are you one of these people who sort of cursed the day he picked up the electric guitar, or the day he found God, or whatever?
Well, perhaps the latter, in that I think it wasn't the best album that he ever made in terms of the religious stuff. But no, the electric guitar, he branched out into other forms of music. He's always been strongly influenced by the blues. And if you look at an album like Blood on the Tracks, you know, which is a fantastic album, which couldn't have been made in the same way without electrified instruments, you know, that's a beautiful but very personal rather than a protest album.
Steve, there is something about those 60s sounds, isn't there? You know, not just Bob Dylan, but Joan Baez, Pete Seeger, people like this. There's something very evocative just about the man or the woman and the guitar, you know, the banjo, I think it was in Pete Seeger's case.
Absolutely, but I'd make a distinction between, say, somebody like Dylan and Pete Seeger, in that Dylan was much more effectively co-opted by the music business to become a huge product. And one of the sort of paradoxes of somebody like Dylan, and I'm thinking it's very true for me, of, you know, my people that came to mind, Lennon, you know, currently, well, Sting, Bono, people who've taken a stand against the establishment in some ways, and yet they're absolutely co-opted and very much a part of it, you know, and it's that sort of paradox of holding those two positions at the same time, whereas Pete Seeger pretty much remained a pure soul.
Did he sell out, Kevin?
Bob Dylan? No, I don't think so, because I don't think he ever...
I mean, he didn't go and live the life and walk the walk in the way, say, Pete Seeger did he?
No, exactly. But I think that's the misunderstand who he was. He started off as a folk singer rather than a protest song singer, and his music developed in a particular direction and became extremely popular, and inevitably things came along with that. But he would say that he was always completely misunderstood, that he didn't start out trying to be a protest singer in any way, shape or form. And if you read his wonderful book, actually, that's brilliantly written, he voices this very powerfully, that he never intended to be. It was other people who projected onto him, if you like, their beliefs and hopes that he could be the voice of a generation and the new Pete Seeger and all that sort of thing. Incidentally, Pete Seeger's fantastic musician, folk singer, and brilliant activist and campaigner.
And still doing all three, of course. Thank you to both of you. And that exhibition in Sotheby's is coming up, of course. You can listen again to this programme on iPlayer if you want advance notice of our guests and subjects. Follow Politics Wales or me on Twitter. And there's more Welsh politics on BBC One today on The Politics Show at midday.